All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the gathering of the saints this morning. I'd like to read a few verses in opening here from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Second Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it goes on, talking about entanglements and weights and striving lawfully. That's not really my my subject this morning. And here, verse 1, it says, my son, I think you ladies can apply the same thing, maybe in a little different way. But I think you'll be able to benefit from this as well. My wife and I just got back from a honeymoon 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And we did a lot of hiking, and I tried to recreate one of the scenes. It's kind of a combination of a few scenes, actually. It's been a while since I did art, so I kind of see that. But we were hiking in this one valley. Actually, before that, first we were in Lost River State Park in West Virginia, and we went up to what they call the Cranny Crow Overlook. It's about 1,000 feet higher. You drive in, and then you hike up about 1,000 feet of elevation, which is a nice hike. It was cold when we were doing it. It was kind of windy, and it was misting. So it was a bit, it wasn't a very pleasant situation. And we were hiking up the mountainside. We came across this one tree in one of the switchbacks of the trail. And we stopped for a break. And we were looking at this tree. And like, this one would fit in Bible times. It looks like an olive tree in the Garden of Gethsemane. It just looks like something from a Bible storybook. It was kind of gnarled. And it had a thick trunk. It kind of bowed out. And it was just kind of a gnarled tree. And I tried to draw something similar up here. But it was on the bare mountainside. There was other trees around it, but it was very exposed. And when we were up there, it was cold and windy. I mean, this was not winter. This was early October. And I thought of that tree. It had a hard life. It's gotten beaten pretty often and pretty hard. We'll come back to it. Later, we were in Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and we were down in the valley, and I noticed the trees down there, they were like telephone poles. Some of them, they were really straight, really tall. I was trying to guess how tall they are. We were having some disagreements about how tall it actually was, but they were really tall, and they were really skinny. And they were packed tightly. I didn't take the time to draw a lot of them, but they were packed pretty tightly. So obviously they had to stretch for sunlight, which is understandable in their situation down in the valley with very little wind. It was very still down there. And they were protected by mountains on either side. And I thought to myself, I wonder what would happen. Take one of those trees and remove its shelter from outside of it, how long would it stand? Because they look like pencils that would just snap off if they got much wind. And this last week, I was thinking of what to share this morning. I thought of those trees and how they've had a sheltered life, and I couldn't see their roots, and I'm not really good with trees, but by the looks of their trunks, they're really skinny and really tall, and it looked like if a hardship would come, if a tornado would come through, there would be not much left of that woods. It would go down. Who am I? How deep are my roots? Am I anchored in Christ, or do I have props on other things? Do I depend on the trees around me? Do I depend on my friends? Is that wrong? No, it's not wrong to depend on your friends. We need to be in a church. We need to have fellowship. Would I lose out if my situation would change? I thought of a few things that recently happened to me. I was in a situation where I got teased a little bit this last week, and I was annoyed. I was not in the mood to be teased, and people laughed at me. I was just like, you know, go on. And I thought to myself, why does it upset me so quickly? Why can't I just be okay with that? Why does something just catch me wrong? And they were having fun, and I was supposed to be having fun too. And I was able to swallow it and get over it. I didn't lash out at anybody, but I was not happy with them for a little bit there. Another thing that came my way recently is that two of the outlets in our dining room didn't work. And it's like, okay, well, I don't know much about electrical work, but I can fix outlets, okay. So I changed two outlets, and they worked. And I was like, whew, that's good. I was feeling all proud about myself. Not really proud, I was feeling good about myself. And then came evening, we tried to turn the light off, and the light doesn't turn off with the switch. And why does the light stay on? This went over my head. And I was like, well, does it have something to do with those outlets? Because it wasn't giving trouble earlier. And we turned the breaker off for the outlets that I had turned off earlier, and the light went off too. So obviously there was some connection. And it took about 4 days, over the course of 4 days of spare time and racking my brain and going for advice, trying to figure out what the issue was, until we had finally got it figured out. I still don't entirely understand how it works, but we got everything so that it does work. I'm not sure how. But I expect our outlets to work. You know, it's kind of amusing. Side note, I mean, the one outlet was behind the coffee maker. That was one part of what making it bad. But we can move the coffee maker. It's not that hard. But we expect life to work. We expect life to be easy. Or I do, anyhow. And I think that some of that has been because growing up, our lives did work. Our lives were easy. My life was. Some of you, I know, had bigger hardships, much bigger hardships than I did. But I'm afraid that I'm becoming like one of those skinny trees that depends on my soft situation to survive. You know, young men, what would happen to our faith? How grounded are we if we would get drafted for a war? And we're not guaranteed that the alternative service is going to be available to us. Could we stand? Would we be okay if that storm would come? Would we stand? You know, ladies, if in that situation, you would probably experience a lot of separation in your lives. You would have disruption. Would that uproot you? Would you be able to survive that trial? There's storms that come in our lives. There's youth group struggles. There's problems in about any situation. Family problems. Sometimes this family isn't going the way it should. Sometimes there's church conflicts. How do we respond to them? Are we rooted and grounded in Christ? It's understandable that things like church struggles will rock us a little bit. But do they cause us to question our faith? Do they cause us to question, like, in a bad way, where we want to know why we believe what we do, so that's not what I'm talking about, questioning our faith. But how do we respond to the smaller storms that we face now and will we be able to survive in the future? Because I don't know how you see the world. I don't want to make any predictions here, but the Bible does say that the world is going to get worse, and Christians are going to have a hard time. It seems to me that Christianity is going to be under attack in the last days. And I think we as a 21st century church should be preparing for that. I think probably one of the biggest storms in my life was when we found out that what was going on in Missouri with my sister Mary. And that was one that shook me. I didn't know where to put God in the situation. I didn't know what good could come out of it. The storm was not hard enough to shake my faith. It took me about down to there, and that's where it stopped. And I was thankful that I had faith that took me through that. And I realize some of you have had harder storms than that and have survived. And some of you are like those trees up top that are hanging onto the rocks, and they don't have a nice life, but they are triumphant. And whether we find ourselves on top of the mountain or in the valley, let's examine ourselves and prepare for the future. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 8 picked up on something that I didn't talk about this morning, was deception, and how we need to be watching for that as well. That's another storm, or it might be a different kind of storm, that can threaten our spiritual life. So God bless you as you think about these things. And try to think of ways to dig your roots deeper and to make yourself stronger in the faith. God bless you.